Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. All right, John. Finish off. Good call.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to Monday Mentoring on the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. I've been rereading a book from 2016. The book is called The Australian Leadership Paradox, What It Takes to Lead in the Lucky Country. And once again, I am finding the book refreshing and challenging in the same breath. I posted a comment from one of the recommendations from the book on social media during the week. And the comment was, the Australian and global leadership challenges that we face now and in the future will not be solved by our current way of thinking. The response has been interesting. There's been a number of people that have largely agreed with that particular statement. A lot of people have shared their own thoughts of what is lacking in senior leadership. A lot of talk about strategies and the ability to be able to create a strategy and then create a vision. And in my mind, it's almost impossible to disagree with that, actually, that particular statement. But one of the really clear things that came through to me is, to me, I would prefer people to be thinking about that statement in terms of their own personal leadership. It's really easy to be able to sit back in judgment on examples of poor leadership that we see in high levels of government and in senior levels of businesses and organizations. These examples are so easy to come across. The world is littered with wrecked companies driven to death by poor leadership. And what those examples then create is some judgment on our particular part, on our basis. So judgment is easy. But I want to ask a question. Examples of your poor mindset, examples of your poor leadership, are they as clear to you? So when has poor mindset or poor thought processes or the inability to critically think through a problem, when has that let you down? When you're presented with a problem, are you trying to resolve that problem with the same mindset that created the problem? Just a process to think about. Firmly sitting in a problem with a current level of thinking is going to create some real challenges to see the best or fresh solutions to resolving that particular problem. So let's look at rephrasing that quote. The challenges you face will not be solved by your current ways of thinking. That makes it a little bit more personal, doesn't it? The challenges you face will not be solved by your current way of thinking. So my question to you this week, how can you get fresh perspective? What steps can you put in place to discover new methods and new ways of thinking? What can you do to help develop your leadership problem solving? Hey, thanks for tuning in to Monday Mentoring. My name's Coach Curl. I will see you all again next week. Bye for now.